Excuse me. The epistle lesson this morning is Romans chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over, the day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently, as in the daytime, not in orgies or in drunkenness, not in sexual immorality or debauchery, not in dissension or jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not think about how to gratify the desires of sinful nature.
And our gospel lesson this morning is going to come from the book of Matthew. I'll be reading from Matthew chapter 24, verses 36 to 44. Hear these words. No one knows about the day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them away. This is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in one field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill, and one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known at which time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would have not let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. The word of the Lord. Would you now bow your heads and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock, and my redeemer, I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this, your church, in this, your pulpit, to have read your sacred scripture, and now to share my testimony. Amen. The clock is ticking. Thanksgiving this year was a very interesting Thanksgiving. That was the first time that we had the entire family on my wife's side together for a Thanksgiving meal. And so it's interesting, because I think the last time that happened, our kids were all grade school or preschool. And here we are now, this next generation of family around this Thanksgiving table. What was interesting was we had dinner about 6 o'clock in the evening, and was watching, I would call the youngsters, the 19, 20, 21-year-olds, as they were in the house. And after dinner was over, as we older folks were thinking about getting back and getting to bed, all of a sudden you could see this clock ticking in their minds. And then I realized it was Black Friday. They were watching for that time where it would turn to be new, 12 o'clock would strike and the stores would open. And I thought back to the days when maybe Lisa and I would do something like that. But now this whole generation, but the interesting thing was they weren't looking at the clock per se, but they were all looking at their phones and talking to all their friends about where they were going to meet and what they were going to do. You see, it seems like Thanksgiving dinner was barely over, and then all of a sudden the clock's ticking with Black Friday, trying to induce some type of a panic about getting the best prices and everything done at the same time. But you know, friends, the church also has its own countdown. And its own countdown is this season that we entered this morning called the season of Advent. It's a moment of truth to arouse us and to wake us up
to God coming to earth in the form of the baby Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Advent is like its own alarm clock for us. It ticks away and it gives us a time to remember all that Jesus has done and said, and all that was said in the Old Testament about the prophets who would come and foretell of this event. But this time, Advent, every year we celebrate it so that we can wake up and understand, not only like the scripture lessons that I read about today, about there is going to be a time when all these things are going to happen, but we don't know that time, but by being ready. And as the clock ticks, we don't feel like we're racing against the clock to get a bargain, but that we're fully prepared for the coming of Jesus Christ in our lives and in our world. You know, it's interesting because in our church year, we have the season of Lent before Easter, and that's a time where we talk about prayer and sacrifice and maybe giving up things. But Advent is different. Advent is a time where we talk about becoming more connected as a community, becoming more connected as a church. We need to get a hold of that clock that's ticking and get in sync with it. How many out there have taken piano lessons when you were growing up? Anyone? Anyone taking piano lessons now? Okay. One of the biggest things about piano lessons that I hated the most, and Mrs. D'Alessandro was phenomenal to put up with me and my three brothers as we would wait for those piano lessons. But I'll never forget loving just to play and play and play, and she'd say, "But you're not in rhythm." And so she'd take that dreaded little thing out called a metronome. And she put it on top of the piano, and she said, "You need to get in sync with this beat." And I'd be like, "I feel this way." And she'd say, "You need to get in sync with this beat." And I'll never forget, you know, as we would progress, and sometimes when I would start, the only way that I could stay with that metronome is if she didn't tap me on the shoulder as it was going, or sometimes having to slap me on the wrist because I was getting a little ornery, okay? But I'll never forget that metronome. And you know, the thing about it is that when you're playing, and if you can play and get within the right beat, you're actually going to be a better musician. You know, our faith communities are like dozens of different metronomes ticking at different rhythms. You see, we all have different concerns. We all have different priorities. We all have different emergencies and challenges. But Advent is a time that puts us all together, a time to get us on the same page and on the same beat about the coming of Jesus into the world. We talk about clocks. How many of you are wearing a watch? Okay, now you can't tell me you can't look at a cell phone, but the time that I have is on my watch, I have 10 after 11. Anybody have anything different? Yes?
I have 7 after 10.
All right, 7 after, 3 after, 2 after?
11:02.
Is anyone saying it's time for the preacher to stop preaching at that time? Okay. Did you notice how even in this group, we just had everybody's kind of on a little different timeline? And probably I was ahead of you because I always grew up with my mom telling me, whatever you do, do it 10 minutes ahead of what you do. So if it's 11, it's 11:10. Just you need to be ready, you need to be there. It's kind of interesting that we're all, and that kind of talks about what Advent does, is it's going to get us, it's a time for us as a church to come together and get us all on the same time, on the same ticking, and on the same beautiful realization that God does come into this earth. And as a church, we have an opportunity every year to come to know Him better, to love Him better, and to serve Him better. You know, the text of Matthew today says this. It says that we as believers are to stay alert, to be on point and ready to go whenever the kingdom of God may break out. And if there's ever a time for us as a fellowship to get on the same beat around the same time, it is this season of Advent. The Conrads, when they lit this candle today, this candle of hope, we do this every year, but when you think about the hope that God brings us every year at Christmas, no matter what has happened to us, no matter what's gone on in our lives, it's the one thing that we all can hold on to. It's the one thing that we all can have a part of our lives is hope. And so today as we share in this Advent, first Sunday of Advent, we share the common mission of Jesus Christ. We share the common mission of a church. And so it's fitting today that we're going to have communion. And as you come forward for communion today, may our prayer as a congregation be is that God's presence will be in and among us, that in our families and in our personal lives this Advent season, we will come to know the real joy and the real promise that Christ brings to us when he comes as the babe in the manger. Yes, my friends, the clock is ticking. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour. But together, on the same continuum, we know that God's grace and blessing will be with us. Let's bow our heads. God, we thank you for another season. We thank you for Christmas. We thank you for Advent. Lord, may we as a congregation use this as a time to prepare ourselves for you. May we acknowledge this Sunday that you are our hope.
You are our hope in times of trouble, in times of strife. You are our hope in good times. And Lord, we know not the day nor the hour, but we know that through and in you, we will find in that babe in the manger that common blessing. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.